Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Yud Ches. We are up to Siv Gimel. We're on the second to last line on page Reish Pei Beis. We're about to turn on to page 564. The Mechaber says in Siv Gimel, Yochid Shekiba Olav Tainis Kachla Kach Yomin. An individual who accepted upon himself a fast for a certain amount of days, Upagabo Rosh Chodesh, and one of the days happened to bump into Rosh Chodesh, or he accepted upon himself straight away to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So the din depends on the lasha that he used. If he accepted the tainios or the tainis upon himself with a regular lashon kabbalas tainis, does not need to be matir the tainis. It's not chal at all. However, but if he accepted upon himself with the lashon of harei alai, which is the language of a neder, Tzaruch HaTaras Chacham, then these two cases will need to be matir by a Chacham. V'ayim b'yaradeya simen reish tesvav sif gimel. So the Mishabura says in Sifkatan Vav, Zu ve'ein tzaruch loma zu katani. The Mechaber who's giving us two cases. One is an individual who's makabel on himself a bunch of tainios, and one happened to be on Rosh Chodesh. And the second case where an individual is makabel on himself to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So the second case is obvious from the first case, that the first case is not going to work b'lashon tainis. So the second case where you makabel tainis on Rosh Chodesh itself is certainly not going to work. So zakta mishabura, zu ve'ein tzarach lomar zu katani. It's true, telling us the first case, and needless to say, the second case. The b'kabbalah b'feirish b'Rosh Chodesh, because in the second case, when you made a kabbalah explicitly to fast on Rosh Chodesh, then even if it was a gzeira on the tzibur, like we learned in Sifbeis, it's not going to help. So that's obvious from the first case that it's not going to help over here by a yochid either. That is pshat number one in the Mishabura, explaining the two cases of the Mechaber. Zu ve'ein tzarach lomar zu katani. Or we could say, no, there's actually a chiddush in the second case, that when you makabel a tainis explicitly on Rosh Chodesh, that is needed for the chiddush of the Sefer. That afilu bazeh imhotzi b'lashon neder chal. And the Sefer of the Mechaber says that either of these cases, if you accepted them b'lashon neder chal, so then it's a bigger chiddush to say, even if you were makabel taina straight away on Rosh Chodesh, b'lashon neder, it's going to be a chal, that will be a bigger chiddush than the first case. Back to the Mishabura, if katan zayin eino tzaruch hatorah, in these two cases, if the acceptance was b'lashon taina, you don't need to be matir. The dafka b'tzibur da'alim gzeirasam, dafka by a tzibur, like we discussed in Sif Beis, where their gzeira is much stronger, there hechmiru b'gazru akafa kachyomim upogo behem rosh chodesh kanal. That's where they were machmir, where the gzeira was at a certain amount of days, and one of them happened to be on Rosh Chodesh. But when it comes to a yachid, so then you would not need hatara, like we're saying over here in Sif Gimel. Kaswa poskim, the poskim write, the ain tzarach lefroa osu tainis, shalol cholo olav klal. In this case, when the Kabbalah was b'loshon tainis, you don't need to make up the fast a different day. The fast is not chal whatsoever. Venerally, it appears to me, says the Chavetz Chaim, the dafka kishakibel olav tainis sheni v'chamishi shalkol hashana. This is specifically talking about where a person was makabel on himself to fast Monday and Thursday the whole year. O shal kama chadoshim, or for a few months. The era behem Rosh Chodesh, and punct one of the days falls out on Rosh Chodesh. Hosum shayach lomer de ein koach kabbalosel chal klal al yom zeshu aser b'tainis. Then it's shayach to say that the kabbalah of his tainis is not strong enough to aser as a tainis on Rosh Chodesh. Umemela ein tzarach lefro avuro yom acher, and then automatically it makes sense that he doesn't have to make it up a different day. It's never chal. But if a person is makabel on himself stam, that he's going to fast for 10 days, and then he starts and begins one of the days on Shabbos or Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, he needs to skip those days of Shabbos, Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, and he has to make it up a different day, because there it was not specific in his words that he's fasting on Rosh Chodesh at all. When you say Monday and Thursday for a certain amount of time, and one of them happens to be Rosh Chodesh, so then you were being makabel atainis for Rosh Chodesh. But over here you just said, I'm going to fast for 10 days, and then you chose one of the days to be on Rosh Chodesh. When you realized it, so you just had to choose a different day, because your Kabbalah had nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh per se. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Ches, Tara Khataras Kacham. We said if either of these two Kabbalos were done below Shaneder, then you have to get a Hatara from the Chacham, the Nedarim Cholam Af al Dvar Mitzvah. The reasoning is because a Nedar is Chal even on a Dvar Mitzvah. This is a famous chiluk between a Nedar and a Shvua. A Shvua, as note number 10 explains, is on the Gavra, is on the person, I won't do a certain thing. A Nedar is on the Chefza. So Dvar Mitzvah is a Chiyuv on the Gavra. So if a person makes a Nedar against the Mitzvah, it's Chal because it's not going against the Torah. The Torah placed the Mitzvah on the person, and the Nedar is on the item. So therefore, the neder is going to be chal al dvar mitzvah, and therefore over here it would need a taras chacham. That's opposed to a shvua that is on the gavra that wouldn't be chal b'chlal. Umiyah, however, muchach biyardeya simin reish tezvav sif aleph the mukhuyav lishol al nidro kedei shelo yisane. So even though the neder is chal on the dvar mitzvah, and therefore the fast is chal, it's clear from Yeridea that you are mechuyev to be shoel on the neder in order that you should not fast. Umavurisham o de poschim lo behem va'omrim lo. And it's clear over there also that we can use a Pesach to be shoel on his neder from these days as follows. We say to him, Ilu santa alipcha, if you would have placed on your heart and you would have realized, sheyifku b'so chazman hazeh ilu hayomim, that you would have bumped into one of these days in the zman of your tainios, lo hayisenoder, would you not have made your neder? Umatir in law, if he says, yeah, I wouldn't have made my neder, so it would be matter him, so he needs to be matter the neder, but we could be shoel through these things that if he would have realized this, he never would have made it, and that would be the pesach to be matter the neder. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Dalet. Now we go on to a Shvua. In Nishba Lis Anos Kach V'Kach Yomim Ve'erub Hem Rosh Chodesh. Instead of a neder, a person made a Shvua to fast a certain amount of days, and it happened to be one of the days falls out on Rosh Chodesh. So Hashvua Chola Olof Mitam Iser Kolel. Even though, as we just said before, a Shvua is not Chal on a Mitzvah because it's on the Gavra, and the Mitzvah is also on the Gavra, but over here the Shvua is Chal because of Iser Kolel. Meaning, since the Shavuah is chal on the other days when you're allowed to fast, we include in that the Shavuah is chal on the day that you're not allowed to fast. However, v'in nishba b'feirish l'sanas b'Rosh Chodesh, but if he took a Shavuah explicitly to fast on Rosh Chodesh, nirali shechala olav Shavuah, kevan shehu ela midirabonim. Kevan she'enu ela midirabonim. Zakta Mechaber, it appears to me that even if it wasn't a case of a kolel, even if it was just Shavuah straight away to fast on Rosh Chodesh, it still would be chal, because the Isra of fasting on Rosh Chodesh is only midirabonan, the Shvua is the Raisa, and therefore would be Chal. However, from the words of the Rambam, it is mashma that fasting on Rosh Chodesh would be an Isra Daraisa, and therefore, lefi the Rambam, the Shvua would in fact not be Chal, because again, you have the Chiyuv on the Gavra not to fast midaraisa. So the Shvua on the Gavra is not going to be Chal against the Mitzvah on the Gavra. V'ayin l'kamon, simin tov kuf ayin. Says the Mishaburus of Katan Dalet, mitam Iser Kolel. We said if you include other days, so it's Chal even on Rosh Chodesh, as a din of Iser Kolel. D'migu d'chal shvuoso ayom ma'mutarim, since your Shvua is Chal on the days that you're allowed to fast, Chal Shvua nami gam ayom ha'asur metayna. So your Shvua is also Chal on the days you're not allowed to fast. D'ha kolal osam b'loshen echa, because you included them all in one lashon, in one expression. Sifkotan yud, nirali shechola olav shvua. The Mechaber said it appears to him that even if you took a shvua, that you're going to fast straight up on Rosh Chodesh, it's still going to be chal, because the iser on fasting on Rosh Chodesh is only the Rabbonim. Zokta mishabura, nirali shechola olav shvua kolomar, shegam bezel chola olav shvua kevan she'enu v'chuli. That even in this case, where there was no kolel, the shvua is still going to be chal. Sifkotan yud aleph, it's only aser elamid Rabbonim. And therefore the Shvua is going to be chal until you are matir. Therefore, in our case as well, you will be required to be matir. Sifkatan Yudbeis, he said, according to the Rambam, it appears that it is daraisa. Hainu midiksiv, where does Rambam get that fasting on Rosh Chodesh is an issa daraisa? So it appears as from that which the pasuk says of a moadechem uberoshe chodeshem. So itkesh Rosh Chodesh l'mod. You have a hekesh over here between Rosh Chodesh and Yontif. The alkein, and therefore since we have this hekesh, and we know you're not allowed to fast d'oraisa on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to fast d'oraisa on Rosh Chodesh as well. The alkein ain shvua chola olav l'didei rak v'kol of the canal. Therefore, for the Rambam, the shvua would only be chal on Rosh Chodesh if you include other days as an iser kolah. But if you took a shvua straight away to fast on Rosh Chodesh, which is an iser d'oraisa, would not be chal. Aval hashach b'yordei simid reish tesvav sif yiral of kosa. But the shach in yordei writes that afilu tema de Rosh Chodesh midaraisa aser lesanos. Even if you want to say that on Rosh Chodesh it is an iser d'oraisa to fast, mikom makom shvua chola olav, still the shvua is chal on him. Kevan she'enu mufurish b'Torah behedya k'shabbos yom tov. Because it's not explicit in the Torah that you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh like it is explicit by Shabbos and Yom Tov. It's only through the Hekesh that we just said. V'chein hiskim ha-prichodesh, and so too, the prichodesh is maskim. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hei, ha-mis'aneh b'Rosh Chodesh u'b'chanako u'purim tainis chalom, one who fasts on Rosh Chodesh, chanako u'purim, a fast for a bad dream, tzorech l'meisav tainis l'ta'anise, he needs to fast another day to make up and to get kapara for fasting on a day that he's not allowed to fast. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Gimel, Tainas Chalom, Shemuter le'sanos afilu b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov. You're allowed to fast for a bad dream, even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, like we learned earlier in Simon Reish Peches. V'hu adinim is'ane mishum neder. And the same thing would be if the person fasted because of his neder with a neder ischal. So then he has to make up another day to fast, another day to make up a fasting on this day that was not allowed. So if katan yudalud, tainus l'taniso, kedei l'chaper alav al shabitel oneg Rosh Chodesh. He needs to fast another day to l'chaper on that which he nullified and canceled oneg yontif. Kumo le'el simen reish peiches l'in Shabbos, like we said earlier, l'gabi one who fasts a tainus chalom on Shabbos. If a person fasted for a bad dream on Rosh Chodesh Nisan or on Rosh Chodesh Av, then he does not need to make up fasting a different day for fasting those days. Because some say it's a mitzvah to fast on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, like we said in the last year, that's the yahrzeit of Nadav Aviu. And some say it's a mitzvah to fast as well on Rosh Chodesh Av, that's the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen. So you're not going to have to make up for fasting a day you're not allowed to fast, when some people hold that it's actually a fast day then as well. K'mavur l'kamon, v'simen tof kuf pei, like we'll see later on in Simen tof kuf pei. That concludes Simen tof yud ches. And now let's do one more short Simen, Simen tof yud tes. The Mechaber says of Aleph, mitzvah laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh. There is a mitzvah to be marbe in the suda of Rosh Chodesh. So says the Mishaburas of Katan Aleph, the Afal Gavde Me'ikir Chiyuva Einu Mechuyuv Le'echot Dvarim Ha'Tu'un Birchas HaMazon, even though Me'ikir HaChiyuv of eating on Rosh Chodesh, it does not require a Suda that will involve benching. V'yocho Lotzeis B'Sharei Dvarim Ki'Biyotzei, your Suda of Rosh Chodesh with other food items, K'Dle'el B'Simen Kuf Peches, like we saw earlier, Mikom Mokom still, Hamotzi al Sudas Rosh Chodesh, one who spends on a Suda of Rosh Chodesh, Va'ulcha v'shosa bo b'tov, and he eats and he drinks nicely on Rosh Chodesh, Hareza Meshubach, that is praiseworthy. It is clear from the Lashon of the Mechaber over here that it's not an absolute chiyuv, that it's the best way to do it. But if you look in the Shaar Tzion, in Os Aleph, he does write that this is from the Urza Ruelchas Rosh Chodesh, Umashma de Lechatchila Tov Yosef, Sheyocha Pasel, Shem Sudas Rosh Chodesh. It's clearly Mashma de Lechatchila. It certainly would be better to have a Suda of bread on Rosh Chodesh, Yinam Bechuyev to, but certainly it would be Lechatchila better. And one who spends money and makes a nice Suda on Rosh Chodesh, the Mishabur tells us, Hareza Meshubach. Back to the Mishabura, fourth line. Kaswa poskim b'shem midrash psikta. Kol mizonosav shel adam ketsuvim lo mirosh hashana ad rosh hashana. A person's parnosa is set aside, is designated from one Rosh Hashanah to the next Rosh Hashanah. Chutz mimash shemotzi, except for that which he spends, v'shabosos v'yom tovim v'roshei chadoshim v'cholamoed umasha tinokos molichin l'beis rabbim. Everything is included in that which was nigzer from last Rosh Hashanah to this Rosh Hashanah, except for that which a person spends on Shabbos, Yontif, Rosh Chodesh, Chol HaMoed, and that which the children bring to the house of their Rebbe. In those cases, in Mosif, Mosif and Lo, if you add to these items that we just mentioned, so then Hashem adds to you Parnasa. The Impoches, Pochas and Lo, and you hold back from those things, Hashem holds back from your Parnasa. Those things are not part of the cheshbon. A person spends money on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yontif, on Chol HaMoed to give to his child's Rebbe. all those things, if you add extra money, Hashem gives you extra money. It doesn't take away from the money allotted to you from Rosh Hashanah. This is a medrash. The Gemara in Be'ah that discusses this says it a little different. Lashon Rosh Chodesh is not included over there, but the Mishabura brings a medrash where Rosh Chodesh is included. The Kasav Beis Yosef, what does it mean, the last thing that Mashat Tenikos Malich and Lebeis Rabban, what's this money that the children are bringing to the house of the Rebbe? So the Beis Yosef writes, the Masha Omer Masha Tinokos Malichim, that which it says, that which the children bring, Koyal Schar Limud, it's talking about tuition, it's talking about paying the Rebbe to learn with the children. The Habach Pirish, the Koyal Rosh Chodesh, the Habach argues and says it's not going on paying the Rebbe to learn with your kids, rather it's just going on a Rosh Chodesh bonus that you're giving the Rebbe. The Akavana, the intention is, Amasha Anu Nohagin Lishloach Ayidea Tinokos Mo Shal Rosh Chodesh L'Rabban. It's talking about that which we have a Noeg to send through the children money on Rosh Chodesh to the Rebbe. And Zakta Mishabura, the Ein Levatel HaMinog Adkan. One should not be Mevatel this Minog. So that's how the Bach learns the Chiddush. Now, just like we know nowadays, many people send money to their children's Rebbeim on Hanukkah, but we see from the Bach there is an inyan to send money through the children to the Rebbeim on every Rosh Chodesh, and the Bach ends off and says that one should not be mevatel this minhug, and that's how he learns that if you add on, you will get added on, not only on what you're paying for the salary and for the tuition for the children's limud Torah to the Rebbe, but even for the extra money that you're sending the Rebbe on Rosh Chodesh. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Kotan Beis, Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Again, the Mechaber told us the mitzvah laharbas Besudas Rosh Chodesh. Nira, it appears, the Masha Marbe Besuda Bayom Lechlod Rosh Chodesh Da, it appears that which you add on to the Suda during the daytime of Rosh Chodesh, in honor of Rosh Chodesh is enough. The Ein Sarok Laharbos Gam Balayla, you don't have to add on also at night for the Suda. What if you only did it at night? So if you look at note number 4, he points out, Vim Osa Sudas Rosh Chodesh Rak Belel Rosh Chodesh, the Aruch there brings out a machlokas. Shaladas Rashi Lokayim Sudas Rosh Chodesh. It's not a kiyum of a Sudas Rosh Chodesh at night. V'chein kasa v'nimukei orachayim v'shem oviv bal hadar kechuva. U'b'shal chivas Mishnah Sochir Hosef Shekach Mashma V'tosa Rosh in Brachos. So all of them say that it has to b'davka be during the day. It can't be at night. Me'idoch b'das Hamagin Avram kasa Aruch Ner. The Aruch Ner does right. In the Das of the Magen Avram, she yotze, baze, yidechova, the or yotze, yirchi of a night. So again, the Mishabura just brings down that it's enough to do it during the day. You don't have to also do it at night. But what if you do it instead of night? So there we have this machloka is brought down by the Aruch Haner. Says the Mishabura Viter, Kasu ha'achron v'achronim right. The Hamidaktikim, those who are careful, nohagin kishachar Rosh Chodesh b'chol. They're knowing that when Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, osem machal echad yosem b'chol hayom v'chol Rosh Chodesh. They add some kind of extra food during their weekday meal in honor for Rosh Chodesh that they don't normally have. Ukeshachal b'Shabbos osem machal echad yosem v'ashen hagin b'chol haShabbosos. And then when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, they add a special food for the Shabbos Suda in honor of Rosh Chodesh that they don't normally have on a regular Shabbos. Kedeshi and Nikar Kavod Shel Rosh Chodesh. That way, it will be recognizable, the honor of Rosh Chodesh. The Ayin B'Mogin Avram Sheheruch B'Nidia Berchaz Hamazon Shel Rosh Chodesh. Look in the Mogin Avram, who speaks at length about the laws of Berchaz Hamazon of Rosh Chodesh. Ukfar Hevesi Mikzaz Dvarav Le'el B'Sov Simen Kuf Peiches and Meshibur. We already brought a lot of those halachas earlier in the halachas of benching. Umikzaz Dvarav Etakti L'Kamam B'Simen Tov Chav Dalab and Meshibur HaKisham B'Kombo. We're going to discuss more of it later on, coming up in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh in Simen Tov Chav Dalud. I'd like to read two Shaar Atzions and then a couple of interesting notes. Says the Shaar Atzion on Os Dalud, that which we said, that the Achronim say that those who are medaktik, they add on to the Suda during the week in honor of Rosh Chodesh and extra food. That is from the Shiuri Knesses HaGadolah Vel Yerabah V'Chayodim V'Lohe Takti Atzas Magen Avram. And Zokta Chavetz Chaim, I did not bring down in the Mishabura the eights of the Magen Avram. Shekosav, who writes, the Keshachar Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Lahamshech Suda Gimel Ara Laila, that you should extend Shalosh Shuras into the night. That way, by extending it a longer period of time, it's nikir that it's in honor of Rosh Chodesh. It's really not so recognizable nowadays to extend Shalosh Shuras in honor of Rosh Chodesh. We are no way to do that anyway. We always extend Shalosh Shuras past when Shabbos is over, and therefore nowadays that would not be such a hacker. The Chayodim also does not bring down this Magen Avram. So the interesting Magen Avram, who says to extend Shalosh Shuras on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that would be nikkur as an honor of Rosh Chodesh, besides what we brought in the Mishabura from the Achronim of adding an extra food to the Shabbos Suda. One more Shaat Zion, Os Hey. So again, we said to add the extra food. V'inei lufi da'asa Yerushalmi shu'u Magen Avram. According to the Yerushalmi that's brought in the Magen Avram, af im lo osa machal yoser b'Shabbos. Even if you didn't make an extra food for Shabbos, yochol l'kayim zeb motzoi Shabbos. You could mekayim the extra food on motzoi Shabbos, she'yarbe v'sudas m'lava malka l'chvod Rosh Chodesh ha'over. So the Chiddush, he says that when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh, you could add extra food to the Malava Malka after Shabbos, and that will be in honor of Rosh Chodesh that passed. Meaning Malava Malka obviously is connected to Shabbos, so in this case it's connected as well to Rosh Chodesh. Adding an extra food on Malava Malka would also be considered adding a food, Zakta Magen Avram, Ophili Yerushalmi, in honor of Rosh Chodesh that passed. Just to end this siman, I'd like to read note number 1 and note number 2. So again, we said there's a mitzvah to be marbe besudas Rosh Chodesh. Says note number 1, v'din zeh laharbos besuda, this din of being marbe besuda, kosev hakav achayim b'shem hayayvitz, shenemer gam l'noshem, this also applies to women. Shaleim laharbos besudas Rosh Chodesh kanoshem, they also should be marbe besudas Rosh Chodesh like men. This is a din that applies to men and women. Not only that, ukeshiyesh ne'yamim Rosh Chodesh, when it's a 2-day Rosh Chodesh, the Pnei Moshe on Yerushalmi writes, shiyesh laso suda b'shnei ha'yamim, there is an Indian, again, l'chavchilo, to have a suda with pas on both days of Rosh Chodesh. Again, Mishaburu says, mikra din, it could just be extra food, but again, the ideal way, l'chavchilo, would be to be having a suda. Note number 2, we said that one who adds on and spends extra on the honor of Rosh Chodesh, hareza v'shubach, umitavze noga stifler. And for that reason, the stipler was noheg lishtos b'chol Rosh Chodesh sasayin. He would drink on every Rosh Chodesh a little bit of wine. V'gam nosan l'bnei beisel lishtos v'aflu noshem. He also gave to his family members a little of wine in honor of Rosh Chodesh, including the women. V'omar, and he said, shetzrichim l'chabit es yom Rosh Chodesh. You have to honor the day of Rosh Chodesh. V'yideshtia sayayin marim shu yom tov. And through drinking wine, you're showing that it's a yontov. That concludes Simon Tov Yutes. Amirtz Hashem, in the next year, we will begin with Simon Tov Chaf.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.